Owning a home could become more attainable for many Turks and Caicos Islanders following the passage of the Mortgage Corporation Bill 2026. The legislation establishes a new statutory body focused on mortgage financing and affordable housing. During the debate, members of Parliament weighed in on the bill's potential impact.
Mr. Speaker, the realities in the Turks and Caicos Islands are well known. Construction costs have increased significantly, driven by imported materials and global supply chain pressures. Property values continue to rise, particularly in high demand areas. Access to mortgage financing remains limited for many Turks and Caicos Islanders, and lending conditions often exclude individuals who, in every practical sense, are capable of owning a home. This is the gap we must close.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to support this Mortgage Corporation Bill 2026, and I speak to the clear need for this legislation and the benefits it will bring to the people of these islands. Mr. Speaker, at its core, this bill addresses one of the most pressing socioeconomic challenges facing our country today: access to affordable housing, mortgage financing for Turks and Caicos Islanders. Mr. Speaker, this policy's rationale is clear. Many Turks and Caicos Islanders face structural barriers when attempting to secure mortgages financing through the traditional banking system. Now, Mr. Speaker, as one who would have previously worked in that financial system, I understand the challenges. And it's not as easy as persons may think. As the Minister for Home Affairs would have alluded to, for a lot of Turks and Caicos Islanders, and especially young professionals, it's very taxing to come up with those deposits, to meet the criteria, and to be even approved. And once you would have gotten over that hurdle, the other mitigating factors that are also involved. Mr. Speaker, this Mortgage Corporation Bill therefore proposes the creation of a public purpose mortgage corporation that will bridge the gap. As stated previously, Mr. Speaker, this institution is not intended to replace the private lenders or operate as a commercial bank. Rather, it is designed to complement the financial system, focusing on specifically and expanding access to mortgage financing in the Turks and Caicos Islands. And Mr. Speaker, I just want to go back to a recent headline when it came to the sale of CIBC. It makes the Mortgage Corporation even more so important in the trying times that we will find ourselves in, because at this current moment, we are very much so uncertain as to the changes CIBC will experience, also making it even more so harder for persons to access home ownership opportunities.
To show, Mr. Speaker, how serious this government is, we have already, as many persons have alluded to time after time in this House, set aside $20 million as the starting capital for this corporation. That is real money already placed in the National Wealth Fund, ready to be used to help our people. This is not talk. This indeed is action. This is action to the cries of people when we knocked on their doors in communities. These are cries of our young people returning home from school. Mr. Speaker, this is indeed action. And of course, I do remember when the Member of Parliament for the Bight spoke. He spoke with the impression that as a government, we have not set aside any property. But Mr. Speaker, I'm quite sure that he is aware, if he had attended the many town hall meetings, that we have already secured over 40 acres of property just thus far in response to the shortage of homes.
Mr. Speaker, housing is more than just bricks and mortar. Housing provides stability, security, dignity, and hope. A home is where families are nurtured, children are raised, and communities are strengthened. This bill, Mr. Speaker, represents a significant step toward making that dream a reality for many of our people. I'm especially encouraged by the opportunities this legislation can create for for the young single mother striving to provide a better future for her children, for the public servant who has faithfully served this country, and for the hard-working constituents throughout our districts, throughout the Turks and Caicos Islands, who simply desire a place they can proudly call their own. This bill is not merely about mortgages. It is about empowering people, building stronger communities, and investing in the future of our nation. It is a critical part of the long-term solution to our housing challenges and will have a positive impact across the length and breadth of our beautiful by nature Turks and Caicos Islands, particularly for those living outside the island of Providence Islands, who often face additional barriers to development and financing.